So we should do. We should not, like, a bride and a groom on their wedding day. We should, like, not see each other.
But how can we manage that?
It's impossible. It's impossible.
I'm going to see you in the buffet line. You're like
the buffet.
What'd you say?
The buffet. That's what Big Fatty calls it.
Oh.
Oh, you clearly listen.
Of course he does. Of course. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, God.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What'd you say?
The buffet.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1451 of the BFO for Monday, the 19th of August, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'll show y'all. I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, devoted listeners. Big Fatty, that almost made sense. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are devoted listeners today because at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids over there from the Catching Up a Little Show, better known as the Joe Batanz Show. And y'all, old Joe Batanz, there's nothing but certainty in his voice that he's a devoted listener. Big Fatty, I think you're as full of it as he is, probably so. But anyway, y'all, I hope you had a lovely weekend. Y'all, I've got to tell you, it has been unseasonably cool here in Charleston for the middle of August. Y'all, this coming week, it is only going to be in the mid-80s, y'all, and we're oftentimes up near the 100-degree mark, so this is very unusual. And, you know, Big Fatty is heading over to the Horror Hotel on Tuesday afternoon to get ready for the big Horror Weekend Anniversarium Weekend. And y'all over there at the Horror Hotel, y'all, it's going to be in the low 80s. The beginning part of the weekend, and y'all, the down in the low 70s and upper 60s at night. Big Fatty, you may have to take a camisole. I may. But anyway, but y'all, it was a great weekend. Just a great weekend for Big Fatty. Well, Big Fatty, why don't you just tell us about it? Maybe I will. Yeah, I guess y'all, things are getting busy around the coal mine nowadays. So anyway, back to normal, I guess. Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? I don't know what normal is nowadays. Big Fatty, we know what it isn't. You. Friday, y'all, it was, Larry Clyde was only there half a day on Friday, but I got quite a bit done. I'm at that point right now where one project is just been completed, and so another one is just beginning to start. So there's not it's not like it's going full steam. Big Fatty, full steam. There's still enough to keep you busy. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see, what else? And for Friday night, y'all, I came here to the Fat Cave, and I had my supper, and y'all, I cracked open my last bottle, my very last bottle of that Moose Pea wine that he had recommended. And y'all, I had me a big glass of that, and y'all, I'm going to tell you something. And Gavin, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, he can attest to this because he had some on his little Stick It With a Poke little show a couple of weeks ago. Y'all, you have a glass or a glass and a half. Oh, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. You're loopy. You're just loopy, baby. Fatty, is that your problem? Well, it is when I have the wine. So y'all, I had that, and I watched some things on the TV. I know what it was. Thursday night, y'all, for the Big Brother Y'all, it was preempted here in Charleston, which, you know, just, you know, made me mad as a snake. Mad as a snake! But, y'all, the TiVo machine caught it when they broadcast it later in the evening at 1:35 a.m. in the morning. So, for right day night, y'all, I got to watch that live. Well, not really live, but anyway, but y'all, I hadn't seen any spoilers on the Twitter or anything like that. So, you know, it was good to watch it. And y'all, oh, it's like I predicted. You know, they're getting down to, I think there's three men left in the house. And it's becoming a huge cat fight now. Just a huge cat fight. And, you know, the hormone, Big Freddy, hormones. Is that what a prostitute does when she, never mind. But anyway, y'all, it's just getting good. And y'all, you know, I have the Big Brother app on my cellular telephonic device. And y'all, I went on there and I looked to see who the nominations were and all that kind of stuff. And y'all, oh, it's going to be good this week. Going to be good this week is all I got to say. Yes, Big Freddy. But then on Saturday, but anyway, the point of all that is that after having that glass of wine, y'all, I went to bed at 9 p.m. in the evening on a Friday night. Y'all, you know, sometimes, and the nice thing is, you know, the days are getting shorter here in Charleston. So y'all, it might as well have been midnight. Y'all just went and just immediately started drooling. Just drooling all over the pillow. It's vulgar. But anyway, then on Saturday, got up and I had my brofkas and everything. And y'all, then I went out to get some petroleum for the Ford Escape. Because, you know, I'm going over to the Horror Hotel on Tuesday. And, you know, I need to take care of that. And, you know, that's just one more thing on my list I can scratch off. And, y'all, on my way back to the Fat Cave, I went by the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I had been told that there were several other things coming for Big Fatty Celebration of Exiting the Birth Canal. And, y'all, the first thing that I got here is God. It's God. And, y'all, it is from the gay country boy. And that is not spelled C-U-N. No. No. And, y'all, so let's just open it up here. Let's just see what it says here. Big Freddy, oh dear, I see this is going to be good. Oh, look at that. Look at that, y'all. It is the Poppin' Fresh. It's the Poppin' Fresh Doughboy. And, y'all, somebody's sticking their finger up his butt. Big Freddy, it's vulgar. And it says, hee, let's make s'mores. And y'all, you open it up and it says a burger. It says, wishing you a pop and fresh birthday. It's never a good thing when you stick a finger in and it comes out with chocolate. Happy happy belated birthday, and you can spank me later. Love always, Wes the gay country boy. Big Freddy, that's just lovely. And Wes, you know, Wes is coming. Wes is coming to the Pride 48. In fact, y'all got reservations. He's coming to the buffet breakfast, the brofkas, the fifth anniversarium brofkas. On that Friday morning, he and Travis are coming. Now, y'all, the next thing is it's a package. And, I don't have the slightest idea what this is. So, oh! Oh, my God. No, I can't tell you what it is. Big Fatty, why? And, y'all, let's just see if we can see who it is from. Let's just see. There's not a card here. Anything? y'all, I'm not sure who it's from. This the invoice doesn't have a name on it or anything. So whoever sent this this lovely thing to Big Freddy, thank you so much. And y'all, I cannot take a picture of this and show you what it looks like, cause y'all, I'm gonna wait and debut it later, and you're just gonna have to trust me on this one. But thank you so much, y'all. By the way, I forgot to tell you, I cooked on Saturday. I took some ground sirloin. And I put it in the bottom of my cracker pot, and I put some of my onions with the butter and Worcestershire sauce on top of it, and cooked it in there. Y'all, it's delicious, but it's making me gassy. Honey, everything makes you gassy. So person who sent the gift that I can't talk about, ready? How are they gonna know who it is? Well, I think the person who sent it will know. But thank you so much. Yes, Big Freddy, you speak in mystery ways. I do. Oh my God. Let's see. Oh, then Saturday night, y'all, I listened live to the Stick It With A Poke. It didn't take place this week because Gavin is out in the bull rushes, y'all. He's poking somebody with his stick. Me, ready, Volga? Y'all, he's complaining because he hadn't honked a Bobo the entire time he had been there. But hopefully he resolved that. And if not, Gavin will get that solved in Vegas. Me, ready. But anyway, let's see what else. Oh, went out with It's All About Jeremy. On Saturday night, and y'all, Gary from Albuquerque, he drove all the way from Phoenix over to Albuquerque to be on the little show with Mark and Ed. They're all coming to the Pride 48, and y'all, Jeremy was finally back, y'all. He'd been on a sabbatical or something. Freddy, you don't even know what that means. But listen to them, and y'all, it was a train wreck is what it was. It was just a train wreck, but I loved every second of it. Then I went out and saw Granny and Miss Porter at the Dudley Do-Rights, and y'all had some cocktails with them, and y'all came on home and just went back into the love chamber, and I drooled away. And y'all, then today, Sunday, I've been washing my underpants, and y'all, I packed the Ford Escape. Y'all had to get the sling in there, cause you know, we're going to the big horror event, and, since Big Fatty is the treasurer of the horror group, y'all, I've got to take all kinds of computers and printers and all kinds of office supplies and all that kind of stuff. Cause you know, I handle the financial, part of all this. But so I got that all packed, and later tonight, Monday night, I am going over to Granny and Miss Porter's, and we're going to pack some of the shit they got. Big Freddy, please, we don't need to hear about you packing Miss Porter's shit. But yeah, I'm still sitting here looking at this gift ad. I love it. Love it! So I've washed my underpants and everything. I got the Ford Escape packed, and y'all, then Sunday night got the State of the Station. And y'all, that's the next to the last State of the Station, and you can listen to it. It'll be posted over there at thepride48.com under the SOTS Ojo. Big Fatty, don't we have other things we're supposed to do, like going to spotting Big Fatty?
We do.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, Spotting Crazy's been at it again, and y'all, again, I cannot thank all of you enough for taking the time to send things to Spotting Big Fatty. Y'all, speaking of Gavin, y'all, he spotted Big Fatty. He was spotted at the Luxor swimming pool, and yo, you've got to... You have got... You've got to go see... It's just so wrong. And y'all, what is this other one over here? Musing Mark, a recent NASA photography of Mars revealed a mysterious geological formation that resembles the profile of a southern gentleman, or is it? Could it be a monument from a long-vanished bacon-loving civilization that once colonized the Red Planet? We may never know. Be ready!
This just into the BFO Gentleman Caller desk.
My old, most regular gentleman caller just sent me a message. He's on the way over.
Yes! Big Freddy, it's a Christmas miracle.
Well, I don't know about Christmas, but y'all, it is a full moon on Tuesday. So anyway, you never know. Y'all want to do a couple of these scratch-offs that the Rob sent me from up there in the Illinois? Oh, y'all, the first one is the Orange Crush, went up to $20,000. Match your numbers with the winning number and win the prize. Shown, get a money bag symbol, and win the prize. Shown for that symbol, get a, looks like an ice chest, and win 10 prizes. Big Freddy, I hope you get an ice chest. All right, y'all, let's just see. My numbers are 17. And 16. Big Freddy, those sound pretty lucky. All right, here we go. Let's see what the first one is. The first number is a 13. No, I'm sorry, a 23. Not a winner. And then we got a 6. No winner there. Number 4. Not a winner. A number 15. No winner there. Number 21. Not a winner. Number 10. Not a winner. Number 19. No winner there. Ooh. Number 12. Not a winner. Number 14, no winner there. And number 22, not a winner. Oh, poor Big Freddy. But, you know, I do have a gentleman caller all the way. Y'all, the summer cash, get 3 X's in the same row and column or diagonal and win the prize shown. Get 3 star symbols, or I don't know what the fuck that is, in the same row, column, or diagonal, and win double the prize. All right, y'all, we went up to $2,000 here. Let's just see. The first one is an X. Yes, Big Freddy. The second one is a star symbol. Not a winner. And then there's a coin. And then on the next row, it is a coin. Not a winner. And a star symbol. And another coin. Big Freddy, you got 2 star symbols in a row. And then we've got an X, and, oh, dear Gussie, and an X, oh, we've got a winner, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's a winner, let's see what the prize is, $5, Big Freddy, $5, and a gentleman caller, can it get any better than that, I don't know, but, and don't forget the super secret gift app that came in, so, you know, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Monday. I'm looking forward to telling you all about my old most gentleman caller finally pulling his hat out of it. Be ready, please. So, anyway, y'all want to send out congratulations to Moose P. He got him some new bunnies and Joe Batance and the Big Liar. What are you looking forward to at Pride 48?
What did you say?
The buffet.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the buffet, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good... gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.